With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Israeli military says it's reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza, but a UN agency says no aid has yet entered. An Israeli tank brigade seized the nearby Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt early Tuesday. Also on SRNnews.com, despite differences with Israel over the Gaza war, President Biden says his support of the Jewish state is unwavering.
My commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree.
Mr. Biden used the Holocaust Remembrance speech yesterday to condemn the recent rise in anti-Semitism. The May trial date for former President Donald Trump's classified documents case has been canceled, as correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The classified documents prosecution of former President Trump had been set to go to trial on May 20th. But the presiding judge has postponed it indefinitely. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon's order had been expected in light of still unresolved issues in the case and because Trump is currently on trial in the New York hush money case. Trump faces dozens of felony counts accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents he took with him when he left the White House at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida, and then obstructing FBI efforts to get them back. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ukraine's president says Russia has launched a massive nighttime attack on energy facilities across Ukraine, targeting 77 regions and more than 50 missiles and drones. Three people, including an 8-year-old girl, were injured. U.S. and Philippine forces, backed by an Australian Air Force surveillance aircraft, have unleashed a barrage of high-precision rockets and sank a mock enemy ship as part of large-scale war drills in and near the disputed South China Sea. This is SRN News. Europe is rethinking about transgenderism.
A new policy statement from the European Society of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says doctors should not be performing sex change operations on children or providing them with puberty-blocking drugs. This follows decisions in several European countries to scale back efforts to help young people live as the opposite sex. In the United Kingdom, the government has ordered the closure of its only transgender clinic for children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by a Maine woman who accused school officials of encouraging her teenage daughter to live as a boy without consulting her. The mother says a school counselor gave her 13-year-old a chest binder, and officials were calling her by a new name. U.S. District Judge John Levy acknowledged that parents might expect to be informed about matters related to gender identity. This is SRN News. Panera Bread says it's discontinuing its Charged Sips drinks.
The drinks were tied to at least two wrongful death lawsuits due to their high caffeine content. Panera didn't say whether the drinks were being discontinued because of the lawsuits or health concerns. It also wouldn't comment on the timeline for removing them from stores. The St. Louis-based company introduced Charged Sips in the spring of 2022. In the fall of 2023, Panera was sued by the families of two people with heart conditions who died after drinking Charged lemonades at Panera. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden is racing into yet another battleground state. Mr. Biden is traveling to Racine, Wisconsin today, where he'll highlight a decision by Microsoft to build a $3.3 billion data center that's expected to create roughly 2,000 jobs. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeremy House.